We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Gary Lee. At the San Diego Diplomacy Council, they believe that America's greatest ambassadors for peace, stability, and prosperity are its citizens and youth. Joining us this morning is San Diego Diplomacy Council Executive Director Fabienne Perlove. Also with us today from La Jolla Country Day School is Jonathan Schulman, history teacher and director of the Center for Excellence in Citizenship, and student Matthew Wirtz. Welcome, Fabienne, Jonathan, and Matthew.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have the three of you on the show. Thank you for coming out this morning. And we're going to talk about the San Diego Diplomacy Council. Fabienne, let's start with you. Let's start with a little background information on the organization.
Yes, so the San Diego Diplomacy Council is a nonprofit organization in San Diego. We are nonpartisan, and we offer a lineup of programs that connect San Diegans with their international counterparts to build mutual understanding, trust, and share best practices on the most pressing issues of our times. Those issues can range from environmental sustainability, immigration, combating hate, rule of law, or social justice. We offer professional, educational, and cultural exchange programs, but also events in the community, hospitality, and most recently, citizen diplomacy trips.
Now, you mentioned that you're nonpartisan. Explain what that is.
That's right. We are a nonprofit that bring together leaders and experts, community members of different political views, beliefs, and we're not here to take a position. We are here as a bridger. We facilitate dialogue, conversations, exchange of ideas and knowledge. It's very important for us to facilitate those conversations at a time where, you know, both at the international and national levels, tensions are rising, divisions are rising. So we're here to engage our community globally and locally in conversations.
How long ago did the organization start?
The organization has been around for 40 years. In fact, we are celebrating our 40th anniversary. It was created in 1979, just at the end of the Cold War. So we've been around for quite a long time.
And originally, though, you were known as the International Hospitality Council of San Diego, right?
That's right.
And you've gone through several changes over the years, haven't you?
We've gone through so many changes, and we started as a small group of volunteers. In fact, I recently had a coffee with one of the first presidents of the organization, and she was explaining me how, you know, they were bringing world leaders to San Diego with almost no structures, infrastructure to facilitate those exchanges. And today we are a team of 6 professional employees. We have 15 interns from all the major universities in San Diego that are dedicating their talent and time to our organization. And we have a large network of thousands of professional experts in the community. So we are now a robust professional organization.
And where are your offices located?
Our office is located in City Heights. We like this neighborhood because it's very multicultural, and this is what we are all about, facilitating cross-cultural dialogue and conversations.
So what's the mission then at the San Diego Diplomacy Council?
So the mission is very much to connect and empower local and international leaders, citizens, youth, to make a difference in themselves, their community, and the world. We live, again, at very interesting times in history where we see a rise of international tensions, and America's greatest ambassadors for peace, stability, and prosperity are its citizens, its businesses, its organization, and right now its youth. And this is why we are here today with Matthew Wirtz from La Jolla Country Day School and Jonathan Schulman from La Jolla Country Day School, who have been excellent partners in reaching out to youth in our community and turning them into citizen diplomats.
So because of the current state of things politically here and overseas, is your work more important now?
Now, more than ever, our work is important in bringing together leaders from more than 145 countries with their counterparts here in San Diego. Just to give you a little bit of background on how we do that, we work with U.S. embassies around the world that select influencers, decision makers, experts, and bring them on international professional exchange program to the United States. They usually start in Washington, D.C., go to two or three cities, and come to San Diego. And when they are here in our city, in our community, they meet with their professional peers to discuss common challenges around, you know, like I mentioned, shared issues such as environmental issues, citizen safety, trade, social justice, education, but they also spend the time connecting with community members to learn about our community, our values, our traditions, to become friends with Americans. And this is very important to build that friendship and trust when you are at a negotiation table. You know, when our ambassadors around the world are at a negotiation table, they are better equipped to lead those negotiations, to advance U.S. foreign policy goals when they have in front of them leaders or experts that have spent some quality time in the United States and in San Diego, when they can refer to their personal experience in our community.
Why have an organization like this, and how important is it to have an organization like this in our community?
It is very important because we enhance San Diego's global engagement. I would say, particularly with our youth program, this is a wonderful opportunity to promote knowledge of local and global issues among our youth, to encourage their global literacy, and to create person-to-person contact that will leave lasting impressions on world leaders when they will have to engage in tough conversations with our diplomats around the world. They will remember their experience of home and dinner hospitality at someone's house in San Diego. They will remember those conversations and friendships, and it is going to affect positively the result of negotiations between our diplomats and those leaders.
How long have you been with the organization?
I've been with the San Diego Diplomacy Council now for more than 3 years.
Now, you have a pretty impressive background. I read that you worked at the United Nations, governmental and non-governmental organizations. You worked in the United States, in Canada also, the West Bank, Israel, France, the Russian Federation. Why the San Diego Diplomacy Council? What was it about the council that got your attention?
Well, I would say that it all started with me experiencing the power of exchange programs. When I was 17 years old, I had the opportunity to spend a year in Russia, in a very remote city in Russia, on an exchange program organized by AFS USA. And I studied at a high school there. I learned the language. I had the opportunity to understand the complexity of the history and the culture. And more than that, it opened my eyes to understand that we have differences between Russians, Americans, and French, because I'm originally from France, but we also have a lot of in common. And building on those commonalities is a way to plant seeds of peace, prosperity, and stability. So when I moved to San Diego for personal reasons, I look for ways to give back, to continue promoting the value of exchange programs. And the San Diego Diplomacy Council was that home that allowed me to share my experience and encourage other youth like Matthew to continue engaging with the rest of the world through professional, educational, and cultural exchange programs.
What's the International Visitor Leadership Program?
The International Visitor Leadership Program is a prestigious professional exchange program sponsored by the U.S. State Department. We are the only organization in Southern California to administer this program. And through that program, we bring the influencers from around the world. Last year, just through that program, we brought about 400 leaders to San Diego. Some of our alumni include former Prime Minister of Australia, Julia Gillard, hundreds of congressional members from around the globe, head of governments, prime ministers, and CEOs. So it's a very prestigious program.
And these meetings that take place when these folks come over to San Diego, not only do they impact social change, but also our economy here, don't they?
Absolutely. For all our visitors coming to San Diego, our programs, our organization generate an economic impact. Just think about the 862 visitors staying at local hotels, enjoying our tourism, activities, using our transportations. Last year, we generated $3 million revenue just Wow. through our visitors. So we do, not only bring revenue to our local tourism, but we also share the image of San Diego being an attractive place for those visitors to come back with their families, to come back to San Diego with their colleagues. So our impact is very much economic, civic, cultural, and strategic.
You mentioned 862 people that you hosted, emerging and current leaders from over 100 countries. This was just last year, in the past year. From over 100 countries, professional, educational, cultural exchanges. Also, they met with, over 500 students?
Yes. We have partnerships with various high schools in San Diego and universities. We are partnering with La Jolla Country Day School, and we have two representatives with us today, but also Francis Parker, OLP, Monarch High School, and the main universities. Our partnerships really offer different opportunities for students to engage as citizen diplomats. It can be through youth diplomacy clubs, such as the one we have at Coronado High School, or classroom visits for our international leaders, but also sports diplomacy exchange program, or dinner hospitality, community service, and internships. We would not be able to do the work that we're doing without valuable interns coming from all our main universities in town.
Now, you mentioned sports diplomacy. You organized a sports diplomacy exchange program to Vietnam and Laos for at-risk youth in San Diego. So you also did a music exchange program to Kuwait?
That's right. We were very excited last July when we had an opportunity to create a youth sports diplomacy for social change, where we took 30 female volleyball players and their coaches to Vietnam and Laos. And what was very unique about this program is that some of our participants are from Monarch High School, experiencing challenges in their lives. And through our exchange program, they really got a chance to serve as citizen diplomat in Laos and Vietnam, be empowered by the experience. And, one of our participants, Andrea, highlighted once she came back to San Diego, she highlighted how much this experience transformed her views, transformed her lives. She is someone that really inspires me every single day, because within our most at-risk communities here in San Diego, we have remarkable, inspiring girls and boys who can be future leaders and ambassadors. And the San Diego Diplomacy Council is here to unleash their potential through our programs.
Now, one of the schools you've mentioned already, one of the schools you partner with is La Jolla Country Day School. Jonathan, tell us about your school.
We are a pre-K through 12 independent school in UTC, so about 1,100 students, with about 500 of those students in the upper school. And we instituted just this past year the Center for Excellence in Citizenship, which focuses primarily on the idea that citizenship is as much about the responsibilities to the community, and whether that's your local community, the school community, the San Diego, California, the United States, global community. But it's just as important, the responsibilities we have to those communities, as the rights that we think about.
So when did this partnership with the San Diego Diplomacy Council, when did this come about?
This fantastic partnership that we fell into started about a year and a half ago. And Fabian and I were introduced by a fellow San Diegan who was on her board and was on a board with me. And instantly upon sitting down and talking about what the San Diego Diplomacy Council does, there was no question. It absolutely fit what our goals are at La Jolla Country Day School, our goals are at the Center for Excellence in Citizenship, of really engaging our students with the world.
So what exactly is that partnership?
So we have the wonderful benefit of hosting a number of these delegations that Fabian has talked about. For example, we had a delegation of German politicians and journalists who came through to talk about the demographics and integration in Germany, focusing primarily on immigration to Germany. So we were able to arrange with them a meeting where we had a number of our students, as well as a number of students from the Preuss School, a charter school over at UCSD, with a very different demographic from La Jolla Country Day. And we had this fantastic two-hour conversation that probably could still be going on if we didn't have to stop it, talking about how they look at, of course, demographics and integration in Germany, but with our students then talking from San Diego as a border town of their experiences. And given how immigration has very much been in the news, it's certainly very much on our students' minds, with even some students who come in from Mexico every day to go to school either at Country Day or at Preuss.
Why is this partnership so important for your school, for your students?
It's most important for our school, I think, on the one hand, because it very much fits with our lodestar, which is dignity, and teaching students from age 3 to age 18 about the inherent value of every individual. And it is too easy to get wrapped up in the news, in the media for our students, where they're seeing a lot of othering. They're seeing a number of politicians, not just in the United States, but internationally, who have a tendency to divide us and them. And that's where the dehumanizing starts. And that's exactly what we're trying to move away from. So having our students with the opportunity then to meet with people from all over the world, whether it was this delegation from Germany or another delegation we hosted of young political leaders from India, most recently a delegation of educators and administrators from Kurdistan. These just fantastic opportunities. And for example, in this Kurdistan conversation of where our students and Preuss students sat down with the Kurdistani educators, it was fantastic because they were talking about how their curriculums operate. They were talking about what goes on in the classroom, just day to day where rubber hits the road. And it was a mind-blowing experience for everybody who was involved.
Now, Matthew, you are a student at La Jolla Country Day School. How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 17 years old, so that makes me an 11th grader at La Jolla Country Day School.
Okay, and plans for college?
Yeah, so really, I think going into college, I'm really looking at studying international relations or political science, and I think that's really inspired by this partnership with La Jolla Country Day School and the San Diego Diplomacy Council. You know, normally youth are kind of set apart from political discussion and international discussion, and I think the San Diego Diplomacy Council does a really great job of involving youth in this discussion and really getting them involved in these programs that Mr. Schulman was mentioning, by bringing delegations from these different countries to have the discussions on education, the different social issues that are really important today especially. For example, I think one way to demonstrate the amazing work that San Diego Diplomacy Council does with youth, they recently hosted a trip to Cuba. And I was very interested in the trip to Cuba, so I approached Fabienne about attending the trip. And I fully expected her to say, you know, Matthew, come back when you're older, because, you know, we don't really need youth on the trip right now. But I was really surprised when they were very welcoming, in fact, more than welcoming, and I was able to join them on this fantastic citizen diplomacy trip. And involve a different kind of perspective from that of a youth.
What did you learn from this trip to Cuba?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think so often we just hear through the media and through different sources here domestically about different events, for example, relations with Cuba and the United States. But by actually going firsthand and visiting and getting to speak with professors and historians and politicians, you really get to formulate your own opinions and your own beliefs rather than actually being told what to think by someone else or from what you hear around you, which I think is a really unique thing to experience firsthand.
Jonathan, as far as your school goes, are these meetings that you have with all these folks from other countries, are they open to every student?
We have that luxury of where we can present this to all the students. But at the same time, we want to keep the conversations intimate. And ultimately, we're able to work it in where students who want to get involved get those opportunities to be involved. We also, just couple months ago, we hosted a global social hour. That was another part of our partnership with the Diplomacy Council. And we were able to feature, this was open to the entire community, it was open to Preuss students and teachers as well. And we were able to feature Na Kin Ya Pa, who is one of the International Women of Courage, so awarded just a couple days earlier by Mike Pompeo and Melania Trump in Washington, D.C. And she was our featured guest, and we were able to open the entire, you know, open it up to anybody who wanted to join us and get an opportunity to meet Kenya.
What's the feedback you get from your students?
They love the opportunity to directly engage. It challenges their preconceived notions. You can have, you know, any variety of five students, for example, participating in a conversation. And regardless of the amount of global education experience that each one of those students has, they're going to walk away with something else. We had one of our students who connected with a student who had grown up in Russia and has been with us at Country Day for the last 5 years. She connected with one of the educators who teaches English in Russia, way out there, a very small city in Siberia. And what's come of this is now our student is Skyping in on a regular basis with that teacher somewhere in Siberia as a resource to speak to her students. Where she can speak both in English and Russian. Those are the type of partnerships that develop from it that just, as a teacher, it overwhelms you.
We have just a couple of minutes left. I did want to make mention of your event that's coming up in September.
That's right. We are celebrating our 40th anniversary. For that occasion, we are organizing a regional summit that will convene San Diegan International Affairs Community, our national network of international relations practitioners through the U.S. State Department, but also our local community of elected officials, business leaders, partners, youth. And the idea is very much to highlight and celebrate diplomacy begins here in San Diego and in the Baja California region. We want to showcase the collaborative binational region and celebrate the legacy of our organizations, our partnerships with local community, and help build a brighter future for citizen diplomacy, not only in San Diego, but in the Cali Baja region.
And this is September 20th, right?
This is September 20th. It's going to be at the Intercontinental Hotel downtown. It's part of a series of events. The night before September 19th, we are going to have an 80s party with a rock band from Tijuana, Baja California food. It's going to be fun. We'll celebrate our 40th anniversary. On the Saturday, September 21st, we are offering a gastro diplomacy trip to Tijuana for our out-of-town guests and San Diegans to cross the border, shake hands, discover the delicious food in Tijuana, and serve as citizen diplomats again.
Real quickly before we wrap up, how can people get involved with your organization? How can they help you with your mission?
Thank you for asking this question, Gary. There are so many ways, and we want more San Diegans to get involved with us. There are so many reasons to do it now in our history. We need ambassadors for peace, stability, and prosperity in our own backyard. So if you are interested in serving as a representative of your community, you can join us as a member. And members of our organization have the unique opportunity to host at the dinner table world leaders, influencers, experts, and showcase what it is to be American and represent the values, traditions. And it's particularly important for our visitors to go beyond a professional meeting and engage with regular Americans to better understand our country and make friends. There are also other ways. If you are a professional expert working for a company or an organization, we would like to hear from you, and we would appreciate, would love for you to meet with our international leaders and share your knowledge and expertise with them. We see so many collaborations resulting from those professional conversations between our local experts and international leaders. Finally, if you are a partner, a school, for example, we would love to work with you. We strongly believe in the power of partnerships. Together, we cannot achieve those goals. They're very ambitious. And so it's only through schools, organizations, institutions in San Diego that we can make a real difference in our community at home and abroad.
And what's your website?
SanDiegoDiplomacy.org.
And are you on social media?
And we are on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
All right. Fabienne, Jonathan, and Matthew, thank you so much for being on the show today and for all you do at and through the San Diego Diplomacy Council. You're doing some great work there, and it's appreciated.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That concludes another edition of Living Better in San Diego. The opinions expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on this station's website. Join me next week when my guest will be from the San Diego Green Building Council. Until then, I'm Gary Lee. Have a great week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.